Okay, I will shortly explain our investigations of the four up to now known planetary systems in P-type motion. So, when we first saw the initial conditions, we were surprised because the mass ratio of the binaries as well as the separation were quite similar in all four systems. Three of them has two known planets, and again here the distances from the very center were quite similar, always around 3 and 5 astronomical units. So we started an investigation of these systems. And we focused on the three systems where two planets are known because they are more interesting from a dynamic point of view. So we have to answer two questions. First, is it possible at all to detect such far away planets with eclipse timing variations? So we performed some theoretical tests and also tests with these binaries. And here we could say yes, it is possible because of the light travel effect, which was mentioned before. And then the second test was, are these systems dynamically stable? Here we just did some first tests. The two upper systems, as you can see here, are quite unstable after a very short time. But of course we did not check all possible initial conditions up to now, so there is still hope. For the system NNCR, we could found stable as well as unstable configurations. Yeah, so to a short summary. The current proposed data of the systems HU Aquarius and HW Vir are unstable, but yeah, we did some tests with concerning the error bars with a best case scenario. It's still unstable and also for inclined orbits, but nevertheless there are still some initial conditions to test, so maybe we will find a stable configuration. For the system NNCR, it's much better. There are stable configurations and also a lot to test in future. So yeah, the next step will be to investigate the whole parameter space and count probably for all four systems stable configurations. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.